BBC
Learning English.
Everyday English. Every day.
Hello and welcome to Entertainment. I'm William Cramer. Well, the comedy that has made Mr. Bean popular around the world doesn't quite work on the radio, since the main character, Mr. Bean, doesn't actually say anything. It is what we call visual comedy, jokes that you watch rather than listen to. This month sees the release of a new Mr. Bean film, Mr. Bean's Holiday. It's been a long time since the first Mr. Bean film, 10 years. But it's been over 50 years since a film with a very similar name emerged from France, Mr. Hulot's Holiday, or to give it its French title, Les Vacances de Monsieur Hulot. We're going to listen to part of an interview with the creator of Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. He describes his reaction to seeing Monsieur Hulot when he was 17, and he uses two really great descriptive expressions. See if you can catch them.
Les vacances de Monsieur Hulot. I remember watching when I was 17 at school, and it was an eye-opening and jaw-dropping experience for me.
It was a what?
Les vacances de Monsieur Hulot. I remember watching when I was 17 at school, and it was an eye-opening and jaw-dropping experience for me.
An eye-opening and jaw-dropping experience. Do you have the image of someone's eyes opening really, really wide, or the lower part of their mouth, their jaw, dropping to the floor? Good. Now think about what might cause this kind of reaction, and you'll get an idea of the meaning of these phrases. If something is eye-opening, it makes you think in a new way, or opens you to very different experiences. For example, if you travel to another country, that can be an eye-opening experience. We can use this image in a number of ways. For example, I went to see an interesting exhibition yesterday. It really opened my eyes to some new things. Or you might say, it was a real eye-opener. If something is jaw-dropping, it is astonishing or amazing. For example, you might say, the Great Wall of China is jaw-dropping. Or you could say, Mount Kilimanjaro is jaw-droppingly beautiful.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com. So Mr. Hulot's Holiday was an eye-opener for Rowan Atkinson. In the next clip, Atkinson describes what he found so astonishing about the film, which starred and was directed by Jacques Tati. He contrasts the French film with the Hollywood comedies of Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton and Harold Lloyd.
I mean, the very nature of the traditional silent comics in Hollywood, the Chaplins and the Keatons and Harold Lloyd and people, is that what they did was, you know, it was not just visual but physical, you know, lots of stunts and falling over and dancing. And what I liked about what Jacques Tati did, it just had a slower, sort of more European flavour and tone and pace to it.
He said that the Hollywood comedies were very physical, with lots of stunts and falling over. Physical means to do with the body. So the Hollywood comics did things with their bodies to make people laugh, like falling over. Jacques Tati, being a European, had a different style. I like the three words that Atkinson uses to contrast Monsieur Hulot with the American films.
It just had a slower, sort of more European flavour and tone and pace to it.
Flavour, tone and pace. When we talk about tone in art, we usually mean a work of art's underlying emotion or feeling. For example, we can say that something has an optimistic tone, a serious tone, a happy tone, and so on. The word flavour we usually use to describe the way something tastes. For example, the sauce had a spicy flavour. Rowan Atkinson is using the word to mean something similar to tone. The flavour of the film means the overall feeling that the film gives the audience. Pace is simpler. The pace of a film means how quickly things happen. If the story moves very quickly, it has a fast pace, and if it moves very slowly, it has a slow pace. European films, of course, have a slower pace than American ones. Rowan Atkinson says that the new Mr. Bean film is much closer in tone to European films like Mr. Ulo's Holiday than American ones.
And what I liked about what Jacques Tati did, it just had a slower, sort of more European flavour and tone and pace to it. And that, I think, is what distinguishes Mr. Bean's Holiday from the first Mr. Bean movie, is that I think it is something which is far more European in tone, whereas the first movie was definitely American.
So whether you like Mr. Bean's Holiday as much as the first Mr. Bean film will depend whether you like films with a fast pace or a slower one, with an American tone or a European one. It's released in the UK on 30th of March. Remember that you can download this programme and hear today's vocabulary again by going to the entertainment website on bbclearningenglish.com. Goodbye.
BBC.
Learningenglish.com.